local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, we'll get to the news and traffic in just minutes here on Mobile Mornings. We start off with weather and our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, as we get started on this Thursday. Showers to our west, showers to our north, Dr. Bill, and a tornado watch right now for Mobile County.
That's right. We've got a line of showers and thunderstorms, some severe, extending from interior southwest Alabama and then all the way out to just north of Lake Pontchartrain. This activity will be affecting us over the next few hours, and there's that potential of strong winds and a possibility that a tornado or two could form along that line. After that, it looks like we could see another round of thunderstorms developing this afternoon as a cold front approaches. So we may have two rounds here, the first round this morning, and then a little break, and then we will see some more thunderstorms develop this afternoon, again with the potential of severe activity. So looks like a long day here along the Gulf Coast, but things will be improving this evening, and a very positive note here, some good weather for the weekend.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into discussion of that later on this hour and getting us to that point. But right now, looking at those that first line of thunderstorms there, a lot of red in there. So even if it's not tornadic, do you think we're looking at some straight line winds of account from these?
Yes, looks that way. Right now, the heaviest activity is to the north of us, interior southwest Alabama. And then the line trailing to the southwest toward North New Orleans is not is a rather thinner line, but it could very well grow with time as it advances eastward. So we're going to see this activity get in here. It's going to take most likely another hour or two for the southern end of that line to finally get into our area. But then again, we could see more thunderstorms this afternoon as the cold front moves in and gives us some good weather for the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk more at 6:35.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your first update on severe weather on this Thursday, 73 degrees now at our studios. We'll check traffic and headlines coming up next.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We have a tornado watch till 1 p.m., so grab that umbrella on the way out. Could get wet. Right now, Theodore Dawes Road just north of I-10. They've got an accident. Also, I-65 between Spring Hill Avenue and Dolphin Street. And we've got gusty winds as you're traveling across the Bayway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne at Tillman's Corners offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music, the moonroof, and us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, 73 degrees, and a tornado watch in effect right now for Mobile County. Looking at the severe thunderstorm warning as well for northern Mobile County, also southeastern Washington County, George County in southeast Mississippi, and southeastern Perry County in southeast Mississippi. Looking at the radar, it's okay right now. A few little light showers have come through here in the Mobile area, Spanish Fort, Daphne. But looking up like our friends in Chatham, y'all are getting a good bit of rain right now. Jackson, Millery getting some heavier showers. And there were some signatures on radar earlier this morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour, that looked like they possibly could have been tornadic. Those have gone away at this point. but we're not done by any stretch of the imagination with the severe weather for today. Dr. Bill will join us again in just about 20 minutes to talk more about that. All right, it is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, and it is a Thursday, April 23rd. Mobile County, now the state's epicenter for coronavirus cases. As we start off each hour on Mobile Mornings, by the numbers, how we're looking nationally, how we're looking locally, and in the state for coronavirus cases. Dalton, what are we doing here?
Yeah, nationally, we're now at 849,000 confirmed coronavirus cases, 47,681 deaths, and 84,050 people that have recovered from coronavirus since this pandemic reached our shores. Looking at the daily number of new cases nationally, yesterday there were 29,973 cases added. That's more than each of the four previous days, but not near the highest number that we've had. It's probably the eighth or ninth highest day of number of daily cases. For number of new deaths added yesterday, there were 2,341, which is about 500 less than we had the day prior, with 2,804 on the 21st of April. That number is still pretty high, but in comparison to some of the days past, it's probably the fifth or sixth highest number of deaths we've had in one day in this country. In the state of Alabama now,
has issued a tornado warning for northwestern Mobile County in southwestern Alabama, northern George County in southeastern Mississippi until 6:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 6:11 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 7 miles west of Lucedale, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Hazard: tornado. Source: radar indicated rotation. Impact: flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Lucedale around 6:20 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Gulf Coast around 6:40 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 6:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county: Mobile, Alabama, and George, Mississippi.
We're going to keep you up to date with the weather throughout the morning. Like I said, Dr. Bill checking back in just about 15 minutes, but you heard the warning there. It's Lucedale, it's Gulf Crest. If you couldn't understand the automation, Gulf Crest is in that track, and I'm looking at the radar right now, and there's a thunderstorm that's showing a signature of purple, right? So, you know, green being the lightest, and then it goes to yellow and red, and then purple. There is a thunderstorm that is it's dark purple here on the radar, so obviously very intense rain in that. We will be a possibility, they're saying, that there's a tornado in this, and it would be rain-wrapped tornado. That track is kind of a little bit from, it's not directly west to east, but looks like a little bit of a slight southwest to a little bit of a northeast. So that means Lucedale, that means Gulf Crest, but also for folks in Citronelle, this mm-hmm. would be on that track to be just south of you the way it's tracking right now. Then you can continue this up. If it stays together on that track and stays on it, then it would be areas like Mount Vernon, you know, anywhere from Creola Access, Mount Vernon, but that would probably be on towards 7 o'clock, because right now the timeline 6:20 for you in Lucedale, 6:40 for y'all in Gulf Crest. So we will keep this updated, but this is a tornado warning now in effect for areas of southeast Mississippi and, of course, us here in Mobile County once it gets from Loosedale into Gulf Crest and tracking that way. More coming up in weather in just a second. Finishing the numbers here, coronavirus in this day. We're looking at the Alabama overall numbers. Where are we for the state?
Yeah, we're now at 5,610 confirmed cases. That's about 300 higher than our last update yesterday. 178 have died from COVID-19. 48,387 total tests have been performed with 731 hospitalizations since March 13th. That doesn't mean that 731 are currently hospitalized, but that's the number that have been in the hospital since Alabama's first case. 132 cases now in Baldwin County with three deaths. 759 cases with 33 deaths in Mobile County, most in the state for both of those numbers. 18 cases in Washington County with one death, 25 in Clark County with one death, 9 cases in Monroe County with one death, 18 cases in Escambia County with one death, 21 cases in Choctaw, 9 in Conecuh, and 50 cases in Wilcox County with one death. The numbers yesterday, there were 283 new confirmed cases in the state, which is more than we've seen the entire last week, but not the highest number we've had. That came back on April 9th when there were 339 new confirmed cases. And yesterday, there were 15 new deaths reported due to COVID-19, much lower than the day prior. Prior, where we set the state high with 22 reported deaths on April 21st.
All right, so there is coronavirus in the fight by the numbers this morning. We'll keep you up to date always on that. Also, Dr. Fauci saying yesterday he expects a coronavirus return in the fall. We'll get more details on that coming up. And more states ready to start rolling out reopenings. But President Trump disagrees with at least one governor about how he's doing it.
They can wait a little bit longer, just a little bit, not much, because safety has to predominate. We have to have that.
All right, that's talking about Governor Kemp over in Georgia. We'll get more on that story coming up.
This information update brought to you by Air Specialty, your Carrier Factory authorized dealer striving to provide outstanding AC services. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has become the epicenter for coronavirus-related deaths in Alabama. State health officials report that the state's second-largest county now has the highest death rate, with 39 virus-related deaths reported throughout the county. Jefferson County has seen 31 deaths, while Lee County reports 19 deaths. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 300 new cases in 24 hours, with more than 5,600 confirmed cases and more than 200 deaths statewide. 759 people have tested positive in Mobile County, the highest number across the state. Baldwin County is now reporting 132 confirmed cases, Clark County with 25, Washington County reporting 18 confirmed cases, Monroe County with 9. A Gulf Shores restaurant is helping serve employees who usually work to keep customers fed. Steve Kasman, who owns the diner, says he decided to offer $2 meals to local restaurant workers. All they have to do is bring a pay stub to prove they work at a restaurant. I'm Bill Riles.
Robertsdale Power Equipment has been serving the folks of South Alabama for over 40 years. We're not just a locally owned small business, we're your neighbor. Now more than ever, your trust is what's most important to us. We're open for business to serve your needs, whether it's new equipment or parts and service, both residential and commercial. Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, Saturdays until noon, Robertsdale Power Equipment is here to keep you up and running through these difficult times. Visit robertsdalepower.com or call 947-5372.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We do have a tornado watch until 1 p.m. Some strong showers are going to be moving through. Grab that umbrella on the way out. For now, Mobile Police Department working accidents at Theodore Dawes Road, just north of I-10, also I-65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help you get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals or they can sell you a new used cart, too. Cart Doctor is open. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, 620 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 NFL Draft is set to begin with round one tonight at 7 p.m. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, it'll be held virtually with NFL general managers, head coaches, scouts, draft prospects, and analysts all broadcasting remotely from their own homes. League Commissioner Roger Goodell will announce the selections from his basement. Former LSU quarterback and Heisman winner Joe Burrow is expected to be taken by the Cincinnati Bengals with the first pick. Alabama and Auburn will both have the opportunity to set program records, while Alabama may even break NCAA records tonight. Five or six players from the Crimson Tide could potentially be picked in the first round tonight. If more than four are selected in the first 32 picks, the Tide would break their program and SEC record of four first-round picks. Nick Saban's teams had four first-rounders in 2011, 2012, 2017, and 2018. If Alabama has six first-round picks tonight, they would tie Miami's record for the most first-round picks from one school in the same draft. The Hurricanes set that back in 2004. Tua Tagovailoa, Jerry Jeudy, Jedrick Wills, and Xavier McKinney are likely to be selected in the first round, while Henry Ruggs and Trevon Diggs could add to that number. Terrell Lewis, Raekwon Davis, and Anfernee Jennings are also expected to be drafted. They are likely to go in the second round or later. The Auburn Tigers could potentially have seven players selected in the seven rounds of the draft. That would break the program record of six, which they set last year. Tigers defensive tackle Derek Brown will likely be the first Auburn player off the board. He's expected to go in the top 10 picks tonight. Marlon Davidson, Noah Igbinoghene, and Prince Tega Wanogo could go anywhere from the first to the third round. Nick Coe, Javaris Davis, Daniel Thomas, and Jack Driscoll are also prospects likely to hear their names called this weekend. And former Theodore Bobcat and Florida Gators running back LaMichael Pirine will also likely get drafted this week. Most draft analysts have Pirine being selected anywhere between the third and the sixth rounds. Turner Sports reported Wednesday that a Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson charity golf match involving NFL legends Peyton Manning and Tom Brady is now planned for May. The event, which will feature Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning facing off against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, is called The Match, Champions for Charity. It will raise money for coronavirus relief and will air live on TNT, possibly on Memorial Day weekend. The location is yet to be determined. There will be no fans in attendance. ESPN reports that it is expected to be held somewhere in Florida. Turner Sports said that the event organizers are working with state and local government and public health officials to ensure that they're following safety and health protocols. Hall of Famer Muffet McGraw announced yesterday that she's retiring as the women's basketball coach at Notre Dame after 33 years.
It has been my great honor to represent the University of Notre Dame these past 33 years, but the time has come for me to step down as your head coach.
Neely Ivey, who spent 17 seasons at Notre Dame as a player and an assistant coach, will take over as the new coach for the Irish. In 2019, Notre Dame lost in the national championship game, but had a 13-18 record this season after losing five players to the WNBA. The Fighting Irish won 67 NCAA tournament games and have made 24 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances under McGraw. She went 8-48 and 2-52 at Notre Dame, led the school to national championships in 2001 and 2018. And Major League Baseball penalized the Boston Red Sox by taking away a second-round draft pick and suspending video replay system operator JT Watkins without pay through the 2020 season for stealing pitching signs during the 2018 season. The investigation comes after heavy penalties were levied on the Houston Astros for stealing signs in 2017. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said the Red Sox sign stealing was in a limited scope in comparison to the Astros scheme.
Oh, it's not near as bad.
Not near as bad, according to him. They were stealing them, just not as often.
Still, that makes it okay.
And they weren't as smooth. He said that no other players or coaches will be punished. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Right. A reminder here, we have a tornado warning, including Loosedale and Gulf Crest. That goes till 645 this morning. Looking at the radar right now, Loosedale and North is where that severe thunderstorm that has a signature for a tornado is in. So if you're in Loosedale, you need to be in the safety of a hallway, interior closet, bathroom, the place you know to get during a tornado warning. Also, Gulf Crest, you're next. It's heading your way, and it's going to be also a severe thunderstorm warning in addition to Loosedale, a Gulf Crest. Citronelle, you're under this. Mount Vernon, you're under this until 645. More coming up from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just about 10 minutes right here on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We do have a tornado watch until 1 p.m. Some strong showers are going to be moving through. Grab that umbrella on the way out. For now, Mobile Police Department working accidents at Theodore Dawes Road, just north of I-10, also I-65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help you get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals or they can sell you a new used cart, too. Car Doctor is open. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Speaking of Cart Doctor and carts again, my lament continued. I was coming in off airports in my neighborhood, it's not the back way, it's just the way I don't normally use it. Here goes another cart by me, cart with like six kids in it. Maybe not that fast, but they're going along. Once again, I'm down with the cart thing. I'm just not down with the 12-year-olds riding it, driving it, right? And they're coming down the street, which is a fairly busy street near my house. And then behind them with probably a 90cc four-wheeler, looked like a 9-year-old. Kid had a helmet on.
Drafting behind the car.
Kid had a helmet on the four-wheeler. That was good, but they're riding down a street. Four-wheeler had a flag on it, too, but I don't know how much that helps when you're 9 and you're riding down a city street.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has become the epicenter for coronavirus-related deaths in Alabama. State health officials report that the state's second-largest county now has the highest death rate, with 39 virus-related deaths reported throughout the county. Jefferson County has seen 31 deaths, while Lee County reports 19 deaths. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 300 new cases in 24 hours, with more than 5,600 confirmed cases and more than 200 deaths statewide. 759 people have tested positive in Mobile County, the highest number across the state. Baldwin County is now reporting 132 confirmed cases, Clark County with 25, Washington County reporting 18 confirmed cases, Monroe County with 9. A Gulf Shores restaurant is helping serve employees who usually work to keep customers fed. Steve Kasman, who owns the diner, says he decided to offer $2 meals to local restaurant workers. All they have to do is bring a pay stub to prove they work at a restaurant. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Angelo, are you still open at Mobile Bay Coins?
We certainly are. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Saturdays, 9 to 2.
Well, I know that gold and silver are in great demand right now. Do you have plenty in stock?
We have over 1,000 ounces of silver in stock and another 1,000 or 2 ounces in our pipeline coming down. 1-ounce silver rounds, American silver eagles, 10-ounce silver bars, some very cool 2-ounce high-relief items as well.
Do you have plenty of gold?
How much gold do you need? We've got hundreds of ounces in stock right now. Whether you're looking for Canadian maple leafs, American gold eagles, or some of that cool numismatic gold from the U.S. Mint from the 1900s.
And fractional, too?
10th ounce, 1 gram, you name it. Lots of gold, lots of silver in stock and ready for you to pick up.
Do you still buy items from the public?
Of course we do. Whether you've got a gold or silver collection, scrap gold or silver, sterling silver, we buy all of those items. And many items we're paying way over spot to get. Even though many stores have closed, life hasn't stopped. So now, more than ever, it's important to celebrate special people and special events in your life, whether it's Mother's Day, graduation, or an anniversary. And if you need to shop for some fine jewelry, go to MobileBayCoins.com and check it out.
This is State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris. The 2019 novel coronavirus has become a very serious part of our everyday lives here in Alabama. However, there are some things each of us can do to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe and healthy. Practice social distancing and stay at home as much as possible. When you must go out, stay at least 6 feet away from others. Remember to wash your hands frequently and thoroughly with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. For more information, visit our website at alabamapublichealth.gov.
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Sponsored by Baldwin Tractor and Equipment and Monroe Sausage, Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, coronavirus update. A government official claims he was moved out of a high-profile job fighting coronavirus because he was speaking out against the Trump administration.
Dr. Rick Bright, a deputy in the Department of Health and Human Services, has filed a complaint that he was demoted from a post dealing with developing treatments and vaccines for coronavirus because he thought certain politically connected companies were getting government money and he felt hydroxychloroquine was not the panacea President Trump had made it out to be. At the briefing,
I never heard of him. You just mentioned a name. I never heard of him. Yep. When did this happen?
This happened today.
Well, I never heard of him. If a guy says he was pushed out of a job, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. You'd have to hear the other side. I don't know who he is.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
New unemployment numbers from the government will be released today. Last week, another 5.2 million American workers had applied for unemployment benefits, taking the total for the previous 4 weeks to 22 million. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Netflix picked up nearly 16 million global subscribers during the first 3 months of the year. Netflix more than doubled the quarterly growth it predicted in January, well before the COVID-19 outbreak began to shut down many major economies. It was the biggest three-month gain in the 13-year history of Netflix's streaming service. The pandemic is boosting momentum for major broadband legislation, highlighting the widespread lack of high-speed internet in U.S. homes. Leading lawmakers of both parties say the long-delayed issue of closing the so-called digital divide is gaining new prominence. The Small Business Administration has reported it had a potential data breach last month in its website handling disaster loan applications. The agency says the personal information of more than 7,000 business owners applying for loans was potentially seen by other applicants on the SBA website on March 25th. The SBA says the disaster loan program was affected, not the Paycheck Protection Program. On Wall Street, futures sharply higher. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
On a severe weather day like today, even more important to say good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
As we're talking about severe weather already kind of breaking out, even though you said there could be two rounds of this, let's talk about what's happening right now. We've had the National Weather Service talking about a tornado warning here for Mississippi into Mobile County.
Yeah, at about 30 minutes or so ago, radar indicated some rotation occurring in the Lucedale area, so a tornado warning was issued. We don't have any sighting yet of it, but the radar did indicate that that rotation was occurring, and that is moving into northern Mobile County. And it's all part of a line of showers and thunderstorms extending from interior southwest Alabama all the way back to Lake Pontchartrain. And some of that activity now was in the northern Mobile County, but because of the angle which this line is oriented from northeast to southwest, it'll be perhaps an hour, possibly a little less than that, before some of that activity will get into actually the city of Mobile. So we do have the possibility of some severe thunderstorm activity, not only in Mobile, but through our listening area over the next hour or two as this line moves through. And there is the possibility that a tornado could form, but most of this will be straight-line winds. We're looking at also the possibility of thunderstorm activity developing again this afternoon as the cold front moves in. That front is still over in western Mississippi, and so that that activity could occur, and again, maybe a severe thunderstorm or two will develop. So it's going to be a rather long day here for the Gulf Coast with potentially two rounds of thunderstorm activity.
You talk about the just the signature on radar for a tornado, that, like we talked about, I guess, Monday after those Sunday tornadoes, and then you go back, I guess, afterwards to see if one did touch down and maybe what intensity?
Right, and if there's actually a sighting also, that that would be rather important. But most of the time, we're seeing the rotation on radar, which is considerably above the surface, and it doesn't indicate necessarily that the tornado has made its way down to the ground. But we do indicate a warning when we see that rotation, and that's so far the case with the Loosedale activity.
Hey, you looking at that too, I can see the signature on radar. It's just the color that shows up here is that dark purple, so that means a lot of rain, right?
Plenty of rain associated with these thunderstorm cells, and as it moves through, we could pick up easily three-quarters to perhaps an inch or more than an inch of rain.
Well, we could use that. That's, I guess, the beneficial part of this story. So, once again, our timeline here for Mobile proper in the city and Spanish Fort and Daphne and Fairhope, we're still, 30 minutes to an hour away?
Yeah, at least an hour away for getting into the city, maybe a little less than that. And then, of course, it'll be moving on into Baldwin County. So a couple of hours we're looking at this activity. There's some good news. It'll all be out this evening, or possibly late this afternoon. And then we'll have some dry air move in, and tomorrow should be a sunny day. We're still going to warm up to about 84 degrees tomorrow, but with low humidity. And then another front will come in, a cold front, and this will give us slightly cooler temperatures, although we won't show up Saturday to start with. Saturday looks good, sunny and about 84, 85 degrees. But then Sunday, it'll be sunny again, and around 79 to 80 degrees, or just a little bit cooler. And then there's dry weather on tap for Monday and Tuesday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. I'll be talking to him throughout the morning and throughout the day, keeping you updated with the severe weather. Once again, 73 degrees now at our studios, and that tornado watch tracking now passing Loosedale, Gulf Crest, you're in the mix. And if it continues this severe thunderstorm that at least is showing the signature for the tornado, it would track south of Citronelle the way I'm looking at it right now. But you should be taking precautions in Citronelle as well. But track south of Citronelle and heading towards somewhere in the Axis, Crayola, Mount Vernon area of northeast Mobile County. So right in there. So we'll keep our eyes on this and let you know. More updates from Dr. Bill coming your way shortly. 6:39, we'll check traffic with Kane. That's coming up next.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Still there at Theodore Dawes Road, just north of I-10. Also I-65 between Spring Hill and Dolphin Street. Got a tornado watch until 1 p.m. and some pretty gusty winds, so grab that umbrella on the way out. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. The big tire event is here, where you buy three tires, you get the fourth for just a dollar through April 30th. Shop online at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Social distancing, pandemic, quarantine, words that are now a part of our daily conversation. The new normal. It seems like everything has changed. But one thing that remains constant is live local radio that keeps us connected. At FM Talk 106.5, we'll do our best to relay the most relevant information and how to cope in the age of coronavirus. We're all in this together. And just like we've done for the last decade, we'll continue to turn up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.
641 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and tracking the severe weather this morning, and we'll be checking back in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. I'll say this, that radar watching it right now in our studios and watching what's been going on this morning, that tornado watch in effect to at least 6:45, so another 4 minutes. We'll see if it's continued after that. But Gulf Crest here, Gulf Crest south of Citronelle, you know, north of 8 Mile, Gulf Crest, that signature for a tornado is right there on you. So you need to be hopefully listening to us on a radio in a safe, wherever the safe place in your home is. First floor, hallway, you know, bathroom, closet. You probably identified those places in your home already. Gulf Crest, folks, that's where you need to be. And point on to the east from Gulf Crest as this tracks with a light southwest to northeast angle in it. So make sure you're aware of that. Right now, Gulf Crest, that means you. That means Highway 45, and then points east of Highway 45. Now, this once again goes on till 6:45, but we'll watch the National Weather Service and see if they continue this tornado watch. In addition, severe thunderstorm watch going in effect, and that's for all of us, not just that track. That's all of us in Mobile and Baldwin County, southeast Mississippi. That's going on probably throughout the next hour or two. Like I said, more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Just want to make sure you're aware of the situation right now entering into the western side of Mobile County, and focus really around Gulf Crest. All right, 6:42. A couple things on our headlines for today. What's going on in the all the side stories around the fight against coronavirus? One of these is what the House hopefully will do today. House lawmakers expected to pass that $450 billion supplement to the PPP. More details on that. Plus today, it's a Thursday. I start cringing on Thursdays because this is when we get the jobless numbers, and some of the advances on this jobless numbers out could push the unemployment.
A tornado warning for northern Mobile County in southwestern Alabama, northwestern Baldwin County in southwestern Alabama, until 7:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 6:41 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located over Gulf Coast, 47 miles south of Citronelle, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazard: tornado. Source: radar indicated rotation. Impact: flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Axis and Moveco around 6:55 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Stockton and Interstate 65 and Alabama Highway 225 around 7:05 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Tornadoes are extremely difficult to see and confirm at night. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. To report severe weather, contact your nearest law enforcement agency. They will send a report to the National Weather Service office in Mobile. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 7:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Baldwin, and Mobile.
I guess that answers the question, whether they would extend that tornado warning. And they have, once again, the tornado warning now, including Axis, and right now near Gulf Crest. So picture that angle from Gulf Crest. Now we're going from west to east across Mobile County, northern part. So this is a little bit south of Citronelle from Gulf Crest towards Axis. I didn't know if it was going to be Axis up to Mount Vernon, exactly where it was tracking, but that looks like Axis is what National Weather Service is saying right now. Once again, tornado warning. They have a signature of a tornado on radar inside a very heavy-duty thunderstorm. Looking at some purples on the radar right now. And we're dealing with this in two waves, says staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. This will be affecting us in the next hour or so in Metro Mobile and Spanish Fort and Daphne. And then there'll be another wave to follow later on today. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a few and keep you in the loop throughout the day on the severe weather day with Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist. 6:46, we'll check news headlines coming up next.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community, locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Dix River Shooting Center. Get your aim on. This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has become the epicenter for coronavirus-related deaths in Alabama. State health officials report that the state's second largest county now has the highest death rate, with 39 virus-related deaths reported throughout the county. Jefferson County has seen 31 deaths, while Lee County reports 19 deaths. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 300 new cases in 24 hours, with more than 5,600 confirmed cases and more than 200 deaths statewide. 759 people have tested positive in Mobile County, the highest number across the state. Baldwin County is now reporting 132 confirmed cases, Clark County with 25, Washington County reporting 18 confirmed cases, Monroe County with 9. A Gulf Shores restaurant is helping serve employees who usually work to keep customers fed. Steve Kasman, who owns the diner, says he decided to offer $2 meals to local restaurant workers. All they have to do is bring a pay stub to prove they work at a restaurant. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have cleared the few accidents we've got. The 1065 split looking good heading northbound again. That's where the strongest storms are. We do have a tornado watch until 1 p.m. and no delays now across the Bayway or the Causeway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from extra anxiety, depression, or if you have pain or seizures, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. Keeping our eyes on the weather this morning, we'll get an update from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams shortly. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 NFL Draft set to begin with round one tonight at 7 p.m. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, it will be held virtually with NFL general managers, head coaches, scouts, draft prospects, and analysts all broadcasting remotely from their own homes. League Commissioner Roger Goodell will also be in his own basement announcing the selections tonight. Maybe no one will boo him this year. Former LSU quarterback and Heisman winner Joe Burrow is expected to be taken by the Cincinnati Bengals with the first pick. Alabama and Auburn will both have the opportunity to set program records, while Alabama may even break NCAA records tonight. Five or six players from the Crimson Tide could potentially be picked in the first round. If more than four are selected in the first 32 picks, the Tide would break their program and SEC record of four first-round picks. Nick Saban's teams had four first-round NFL picks in 2011, 2012, 2017, and 2018. If Alabama has six first-rounders tonight, they would tie Miami's record for the most first-round picks from one school in the same draft. The Hurricanes set that record in 2004. Tua Tagovailoa, Jerry Jeudy, Jedrick Wills, and Xavier McKinney are likely to be selected in the first round, while Henry Ruggs and Trevon Diggs could add to that number. Terrell Lewis, Raekwon Davis, and Anfernee Jennings are expected to be drafted in the second round or later. The Auburn Tigers could potentially have seven players selected in the seven rounds of the draft. That would break the program record of six, which was set last year. Tigers defensive tackle Derek Brown will likely be the first Auburn player off the board. He's expected to go in the top 10 picks tonight. Marlon Davidson, Noah Igbinoghene, and Prince Tega Wanoho could go anywhere from the first to the third round. Nick Coe, Javaris Davis, Daniel Thomas, and Jack Driscoll are prospects also likely to hear their names called this week. Former Theodore Bobcat and Florida Gators running back LaMichael Pirine will also likely get drafted this week. Most draft analysts have Pirine being selected anywhere between the third and the sixth rounds. Turner Sports reported yesterday that a Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson charity golf match involving NFL quarterback legends Peyton Manning and Tom Brady is now planned for May. The event, which will feature Tiger and Peyton facing off against Phil and Brady, is called The Match, Champions for Charity. It will raise money for coronavirus relief and will air on TNT, possibly on Memorial Day weekend. The location's yet to be determined. There will be no fans in attendance, and ESPN reports that it is expected to be held somewhere in Florida. Turner Sports said the event organizers are working with state and local officials to ensure the event follows safety and health protocols. Hall of Famer Muffet McGraw announced yesterday that she's retiring as the women's basketball coach at Notre Dame after 33 years.
To represent the University of Notre Dame these past 33 years, but the time has come for me to step down as your head coach.
McGraw went 848 and 252 at Notre Dame over those 33 years, led the school to national championships in 2001 and 2018, and was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2017. And Major League Baseball penalized the Boston Red Sox by taking away a second-round draft pick and suspending video replay system operator J.T. Watkins without pay through the 2020 season. It's after their investigation into the Sox stealing pitching signs during the 2018 season. The investigation comes after heavy penalties were levied on the Houston Astros for stealing signs in 2017. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that the Red Sox sign stealing was in a limited scope in comparison to the Astros scheme and that no other players or coaches will be punished. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Muffet McGraw.
Muffet McGraw.
Which to me sounds like the name of a saloon owner in the Old West. You know, she was just born 100 years too late.
Yeah, she's probably just as edgy, too. She's probably ready to go at it with some players at one point or another.
Catching her walking down. Muffet McGraw is the name. This is my saloon. Is 6:53. The latest on the severe weather this morning. We'll get that from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Full weather discussion coming your way about 7:05 this morning. Once again, to update, you have this tornado. Tornado warning has been extended now until 7 o'clock this morning. And this means areas between south of Citronelle, now east of Gulf Crest, but Axis, this means you. It's also continuing into northwest Baldwin County. After 7 o'clock, it looks like Stockton on the line here for this severe thunderstorm that shows a signature for a tornado. Be aware and know where you're going to shelter in your home. Know that safe place in your home.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction and commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's an anxious time for all of us. To help manage the stress, your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping, curbside pickup, and even free delivery. They welcome call-in orders and encourage phone consultations to help you find an all-natural solution for you and your pet. Call owner Joe Brown with your order today and get a free CBD hand sanitizer with purchase while supplies last. Your CBD store at West Mobile on Hillcrest, across from Waffle House, or on Facebook says, "Keep shopping local, Mobile."
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have cleared the few accidents we've got. The 1065 split looking good heading northbound again. That's where the strongest storms are. We do have a tornado watch until 1 p.m. and no delays now across the Bayway or the Causeway. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. If you suffer from extra anxiety, depression, or if you have pain or seizures, they may be able to help. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, I know Kane just said we got the tornado. We've got a tornado watch until 1, but currently a severe thunderstorm warning right now, including Saraland, Atmore, Bay Minette, all under this. National Weather Service says as of 10 minutes ago, strong indications of a tornado moving across northern Mobile County, in addition to a tornado, damaging winds over 70 miles an hour and large hail are possible with the storm. Other storms across the southeast Mississippi are also producing possible tornadoes. Working off what was this tornado warning this morning, that it tracked from Loosedale by Gulf Crest, now heading towards northeast Mobile County and then northwest Baldwin County. So pretty much in line, if you can picture it, from Gulf Crest axis to Stockton in that area. We'll get more from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up in just a couple minutes. And by the way, I can't believe it's happened, but well, okay, I'm not going to say that. I'm not surprised it happened. The word Rona. Mm-hmm. For coronavirus, you've heard people calling it the Rona.
Yeah, you know, so. Of course. I'm cool.
Dictionary.com, not to be left out of anything, has added a bunch of new definitions of words surrounding the pandemic. Yes, and they included shelter in place, PPE, social distance, and Rona.
That's shorthand. That's not right.
It's in the dictionary now, so just call that thing the Rona. All right, news, and then Dr. Bill, and we'll be right back.